Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So we look at the priestly benediction, that ancient blessing found at the end of the sixth chapter of the book of Numbers, where it says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." So this benediction, this little piece of scripture, is the most ancient piece of scripture ever found archaeologically. There was a find in Israel, two little silver amulets, little bracelets that were rolled up like scrolls. And when they were unrolled, they were found to have these words on them, this ancient blessing and benediction. And these words share with us this idea that God instructs Moses to have Aaron, Moses' brother, pronounce this blessing over all the people of Israel. Not some of them, all of them. It's this ancient blessing that if you look at it and you read it and meditate upon it, you realize demonstrates God's desire to shower people with all kinds of goodness. Safekeeping, a lighted way, the hope for both gracious and peaceful living, it turns out, are all part of not just our desires for ourselves, but God's most basic desires for us. You know, the priests were to offer this benediction as a way of sending people out into the world mindful of God's desire to bless them wherever they might go. And to this day, every time we hear this blessing pronounced in our churches or wherever it might be, it's a reminder of our connection with people of faith throughout the generations. You know, this benediction may be ancient, might be the first scripture ever found archaeologically, but it's God's ability to bless us that is renewed each day and in every age that might be most remarkable. So I just want you to think, when was the last time this particular blessing was pronounced over you? And did it sink in and sink into your mind and heart in ways that felt significant? When was the last time you heard these words? Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for sending us out into the world with words of encouragement that remind us of your presence in our lives and reminds us of your interest in all that we do. Thank you. Thank you also for the unbroken line of faith that connects those words from Aaron's mouth to our ears. Your faithfulness has been experienced through every generation leading up to our own. What a blessing. What a blessing to be reminded that your love and interest in us is never diminished. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.